Hello and thanks for joining. Open your Bible to Genesis 49. Today's lesson is titled Israel's Prophecy Concerning His Sons. Open to Genesis 49 and let's read along.
Genesis 49. Then Jacob called for his sons and said, "Gather round so I can tell you what will happen to you in days to come. Assemble and listen, sons of Jacob, listen to your father Israel. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might, the first sign of my strength, excelling in honor, excelling in power, turbulent as the waters. You will no longer excel. For you went up onto your father's bed, onto my couch, and defiled it. Simeon and Levi are brothers. Their swords are weapons of violence. Let me not enter their council. Let me not join their assembly. For they have killed men in their anger, and hamstrung oxen as they pleased. Cursed be their anger, so fierce, and their fury so cruel. I will scatter them in Jacob, and disperse them in Israel. Judah, your brothers will praise you. Your hand will be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's sons will bow down to you. You are a lion's cub, O Judah. You return from the prey, my son. Like a lion he crouches and lies down. Like a lioness, who dares to rouse him? The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until he comes to whom it belongs, and the obedience of the nations is his. He will tether his donkey to a vine, his colt to the choicest branch. He will wash his garments in wine, his robes in the blood of grapes. His eyes will be darker than wine, his teeth whiter than milk. Zebulun will live by the seashore and become a haven for ships. His border will extend towards Sidon. Issachar is a raw-boned donkey, lying down between two saddlebags. When he sees how good is his resting place and how pleasant is his land, he will bend his shoulder to the burden and submit to forced labor. Dan will provide justice for his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan will be a serpent by the roadside, a viper along the path that bites the horse's heels, so that its rider tumbles backward. I look for your deliverance, O Lord. Gad will be attacked by a band of raiders, but he will attack them at their heels. Asher's food will be rich. He will provide delicacies fit for a king. Naphtali is a doe set free that bears beautiful fawns. Joseph is a fruitful vine near a spring, whose branches climb over a wall. With bitterness, archers attacked him. They shot at him with hostility. But his bow remained steady. His strong arm stayed limber. Because of the hand of the mighty one of Jacob, because of the shepherd, the rock of Israel, because of your father's God who helps you, because of the Almighty who blesses you with blessings of the heavens above, blessings of the deep that lies below, blessings of the breast and womb. Your father's blessings are greater than the blessings of the ancient mountains, than the bounty of the age-old hills. Let all these rest on the head of Joseph, on the brow of the prince among his brothers. Benjamin is a ravenous wolf. In the morning he devours the prey. In the evening he divides the plunder. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel. And this is what their father said to them when he blessed them, giving each the blessing appropriate to him. Then he gave them these instructions. I am about to be gathered to my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave in the field of Ephron the Hittite, the cave in the field of Machpelah near Mamre, in Canaan, which Abraham bought as a burial place from Ephron the Hittite along with the field. There Abraham and his wife Sarah were buried. There Isaac and his wife Rebekah were buried. And there I buried Leah. The field and the cave in it were bought from the Hittites. When Jacob had finished giving instructions to his sons, he drew his feet up into the bed, breathed his last, and was gathered to his people.
Okay. Now, chapter 49 starts with Jacob assembling his sons for probably the last time. Notice verses 1 and 2. Then Jacob summoned his sons and said, "Assemble yourselves that I may tell you what shall befall you in the days to come. Gather together and hear, O sons of Jacob, and listen to Israel, your father." So we see here that Jacob's 12 sons are gathering probably around his bedside to get their father's last message. Now, Jacob begins to address his 12 sons, starting with Reuben. Notice verses 3 through 4. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, preeminent in dignity and preeminent in power. Uncontrolled as water, you shall not be preeminence, because you went up to your father's bed, then you defiled it. He went up to my couch. Now, in Genesis 35, we see how Reuben defiled his father's bed. But let's look at other places that this is recorded. Turn a couple of chapters to Deuteronomy 27. Deuteronomy 27 and verse 20 says, "Cursed is he who lies with his father's wife, because he has uncovered his father's skirt, and all the people shall say amen." Another place that this is recorded is in 1 Chronicles. So go a few more chapters to the right. Right after 2 Kings, and turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 5. 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 1 says, "Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn, but because he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, so that he is not enrolled in a genealogy according to the birthright." So we see here and in other chapters what's going to happen and what's going on with Reuben. Now, next up are Simeon and Levi. We read about this in verses 5 through 7. "Simeon and Levi are brothers. Their swords are implements of violence. Let my soul not enter into their council. Let not my glory be united with their assembly, because in their anger they slew men, and in their self-will they lamed oxen. Cursed be their anger, for it is fierce, and their wrath, for it is cruel. I will disperse them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel." Now, Jacob says he will disperse and scatter them. Now, we can read about this in Joshua. So why don't we look there now? Turn to Joshua chapter 19. All right, Joshua 19. We're going to read a couple of verses out here. First, we're going to read Joshua 19, 1. "Then the second lot fell to Simeon, to the tribe of the sons of Simeon, according to their families. And their inheritance was in the midst of the inheritance of the son of Judah." Now jump down to verse 9. "The inheritance of the sons of Simeon was taken from the portion of the sons of Judah, for the share of the sons of Judah was too large for them. So the sons of Simeon received an inheritance in the midst of Judah's inheritance." Now stay in Joshua and jump to chapter 21, a couple of chapters over. And if you look at verses 1 through 42, which we won't read this time. It also talks about when Jacob saying that they will disperse and he will scatter them. All right, back to Genesis 49, and we move on to Judah. Look at verses 8 through 12. Judah, your brother shall praise you. Your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's son shall bow down to you. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, you have gone up. He crouches. He lies down as a lion. And as a lion, who dares rouse him up? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, and to him shall be the obedience of the peoples. He ties his foal to the vine, and his donkey's colt to the choice vine. He washes his garments in wine, and his robes in the blood of grapes. His eyes are dull from wine, and his teeth white from milk. Now, let's hear a little bit more about this in Judah. So turn to Numbers, Numbers chapter 24. So we can get a little bit more look at what's going on with Judah here. Okay. Numbers 24, verse 17. And it reads, I will see, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come from Jacob, and a scepter shall rise from Israel, and shall crush through the forehead of Moab, and tear down all the sons of Seth. Or sheep, if you will. Okay, now we move on to Zebulun. Back to Genesis 49 and verse 13. Zebulun shall dwell at the seashore, and he shall be a haven for ships, and his flank shall be toward Sidon. Now, Sidon is in modern-day Lebanon by the Mediterranean Sea, so you can have an idea of where he's saying that Zebulun will sit. Now, next up is Issachar. We read about this in verses 14 through 15. Issachar is a strong donkey lying down between the sheepfolds. When he saw that a resting place was good and that the land was pleasant, he bowed his shoulder to bear burdens and became a slave at forced labor. We see Issachar lying between the sheepfolds again in Judges 5 and 16. Now we move on to Dan, verses 17 and 18 read, Dan shall be a serpent in the way, a horned snake in the path that bites the horse's heel so that his rider falls backwards. For thy salvation I wait, O Lord. Okay, then on to Gad in verse 19. Jacob says, as for Gad, raiders shall raid him, but he shall raid at their heels. Now, you can see more about this in Genesis 33, where Moses, you know, is blessing the children of Israel. Now we move on to Asher. He's blessed next in verse 20. As for Asher, his food shall be rich, and he shall yield royal dainties. Okay, and then what about Naphtali, verse 21. Naphtali is a doe let loose. He gives beautiful words. Now Jacob moves to Joseph, his son whom he has been reunited with all these years, after all these years. Look at verses 22 through 26. Joseph is a fruitful bough by a spring. Its branches run over a wall. The archers bitterly attack him and shoot at him and harassed him, but his bow remained firm, and his arms were agile from the hands of the mighty one of Jacob. From there is the shepherd of the stone of Israel, from the God of your father who helps you, and by the Almighty who blesses you with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath, blessings of the breast and of the womb. The blessing of your father have surpassed the blessings of my ancestors. Up to the utmost bound of the everlasting hills, may they be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of the one distinguished among his brothers. Last, we get to son number 12, which is Benjamin. Look at verse 27. Benjamin is a ravenous wolf, In the morning, he devours the prey, and in the evening, he divides the spoil. Now Jacob is done blessing his sons, and he breathes his last. Notice verses 28 through 33. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is what their father said to them when he blessed them. He blessed them, everyone with a blessing appropriate to him. Then he charged them and said to them, I am about to be gathered to my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Hephron the Hittite, in the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, in the land of Canaan, which Abraham brought along with the field from Ephron the Hittite for a burial site. There they buried Abraham and his wife Sarah. There they buried Isaac and his wife Rebekah. And there I buried Leah. The field and the cave that is in it purchased from the sons of Heth. When Jacob finished charging his sons, he drew his feet into the bed and breathed his last and was gathered to his people. Now, Jacob reminds his sons that he wants to be buried with his people in Canaan, as he mentioned back in Genesis 47. Let's turn back there. Just turn back a couple of chapters to Genesis 47, and let's look at verse 30. Genesis 47, 30. But when I lie down with my fathers, you shall carry me out of Egypt and bury me in their burial place. And he said, I will do as you have said. Now, remember, this is what Jacob was saying to Joseph. But of course, he would want his other sons to follow through with this as well. Okay, that brings us to the end of Genesis chapter 49. That's all for now. God bless.
People get ready, there's a train a coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the dealers humming. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord.